who's never late is working all things out, working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Yes, I will for all my days. Yes, I will, I choose to praise, to glorify, glorify the name of all names. And nothing can stand against, I choose to praise, to glorify.
That the same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high. Your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Yes, I will.
I just feel like we're supposed to hang on to this song here for a little bit longer. Some of us may be coming in this morning with heavy hearts for whatever reason. But our God never fails. He is never late, and He is working all things out for the good of those who would believe in Him. So if you have placed your faith in Jesus Christ, this morning, have faith that He is working things out for good. That He is holding your life, the lives of your families, the lives of your friends, in His hands. That any people that may be just causing you to worry, Jesus loves them even more than you do. and any circumstances that may be weighing you down. Jesus is greater and bigger. So if we would just praise him, you know that line from Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, and we do that, the things of this world will grow strangely dim. May our eyes be so fixed upon you this morning, Jesus, that everything else fades away. We choose to praise you, God, even in the midst of storms, even in the midst of trials, in the lowest of valleys. And for those of us who may be standing on a mountaintop and things are going well, we choose to praise you then too, for you are deserving of the glory. So yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Yes, I will for all my days. Yes, I will. So I choose to praise, to glorify the name of all names, that nothing can stand against. I choose to praise, to glorify the name of all names, that nothing can stand against. So yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. For joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Yes, I will. And as we are praising God and worshiping him, we are ascribing worth to him, to his name. And we do that even in declaring that he is greater than, you know, anything that we are facing in this life, by declaring and trusting in the fact that nothing else compares to his greatness. So if where you are right now, silently or audibly, if we can just ascribe worth to Jesus, however you feel led, if it's just, you know, proclaiming who he is, or if it is just stating that he is greater than something in your life, or proclaiming your faith in Christ, if we can just ascribe worth to his name here together. Thank you.
Jesus, you are the one who came from the glories of heaven, who humbled yourself and became a servant to the point of death, even death on a cross. You're the one who was buried. 3 days later, were resurrected. You're the one who is seated at the right hand of the Father, who reigns in glory and power, and who one day will return to bring that full reign to this earth. You're the one whom we are seated in, and we take our position this morning in Christ, the right hand of the Father in the heavenly realms, in faith, even as we honor you and exalt you and ascribe worth to you.
Jesus, you placed every star in the sky, in the whole universe. You placed them perfectly. Each bird you placed perfectly. Each person you placed perfectly. Jesus, you conquered death. You reign above it all. There is nothing too great for you.
It's cool.
calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand, till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand.
Amen. Jesus, we just praise you. God, we praise you this morning for your power, for your glory, for your love and your mercy, for all that you are, Jesus, is beautiful, is wonderful, is magnificent and glorious. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of our worship. Yes, in song, but even more than that, with our entire bodies, minds, spirits. Jesus, as we are going throughout our lives, Lord, living sacrificially for you, offering our bodies as a living sacrifice, as worship for you, Jesus. Even this morning, may we do that, Lord. May we take the steps that you are calling us to take. May we speak the words that you are calling us to speak, Lord. May we stand in the power of Christ. Amen. Jesus, you shed your blood for us. That is a big sacrifice. That is a big price that you paid for me and for everyone in here, whether or not they have yet accepted it. That is how great your love is. And those are the lengths that you are willing to go. So Jesus, may we repent this morning of not living out of the power of your blood. May we receive your love and your mercies and your blessings afresh every morning and not believe that we only needed your blood for salvation and nothing else. Jesus, we need the power of your blood for every step that we take, for every word we speak, for every person we touch. Lord, you are our sustainer. And so we surrender to you this morning, Jesus. Invite you in to have your way. And stir in our hearts, Lord. Make more room in our hearts, in our souls, in our church, in our lives for you, Jesus, to enter in and have your way. We just want you. And we trust you to answer however you choose. In Jesus' name, amen.
Addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus, your name is power, your name is healing. every stronghold. Shine through the shadows.
Lord Jesus, it is your name alone that has power, your name alone that brings healing, your name only that is life. Jesus, you have every authority in this world. You died and you rose again for us. Lord, many of us woke to the sound of thunder today, Lord, and isn't thunder just so revealing of your majesty and of your glory and of your power? We also woke to the sound of rain. And Lord, doesn't that just reveal the way that you refresh this world, the way that you refresh nations physically, with water, but also spiritually by pouring into them, Lord. For isn't it your desire that everyone would come to know the name of your Son as their Savior? Lord, as we listen to this message today, would you just show us your glory and your majesty and your power? And would you remind us of the way that you are refreshing individuals, that you are refreshing nations, and the way that you continue to build your church and work in incredible ways. So Lord, we praise you. We exalt high the name of Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.